It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. I like this so well. This shirt that I got from Elsie Neal, thought I'd just wear it again today. Mm-hmm. And I have some, it sort of decorates me. I have some other decorations here that I want to show you. I borrowed these from Chef Brockett. Did you ever see things like this? See when they're, that's what they look like. And you unfold them, and so it turns into a ball or... See if you can guess what. Here's this one that I want to show you. You have any idea what that might be when I unfold it? Just watch. See that? Little bell. Almost looks like a shoe when it's not pulled out like that. See? Hey, that's nice. A ball and a bell. Here's a big one. Look at this. What do you think that'll look like when I pull it? Look at that. That pretty? Looks like a kind of a bird, doesn't it? But if I pull this out like this, umbrella. Oh, here's one I like very much. Ready, get set, open. Is that pretty? All from that. No magic to this. No, it's just the way that these things are made. I have one other, this turkey. Now, look at the turkey the way it looks now. And if I go like this, look what happens. Pretty turkey. Mm-hmm. Do you ever make decorations? Any kind of decorations for your place? I'm just thinking we might be able to make some out of some paper cups. Let's go to the kitchen and try. We'll take those back to Chef Brockett in a little bit. Here are four paper cups. And some masking tape. Four paper cups. Now let me see. Maybe we could. Maybe put them together. Isn't that interesting? There are four. And now they're two with two each. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of thing you learn in arithmetic in school. Just put some tape to keep them together. Now, how could we put that together to make more of a decoration? Maybe put it on top like that. Just experiment with things like this, you see? And if you had something you could tape on a little string or something to hang that up and decorate this with pictures, be good. You've even got a rolling decoration. Well, let's leave that right there and take those other decorations back to Chef Brockett, see what's going on over at his bakery, and then we'll come back here. Doing all right, Fish? Could even make up a song as we go. Sure. We'll take the bell to the bakery. We'll take the turkey too. We'll make up a song as we go along. A song that's made by you, you, you. A song that's made by you. Make up your own song as we go to the bakery, okay? Come along.
Buenos días, Mr.
Rogers.
¿Cómo está?
Gracias. Muy bien, gracias. ¿Y usted?
Muy bien, gracias.
Good. These are some decorations. How would you say decorations in Spanish?
Decorations, adornos.
Adornos. Well, these are some adornos that Chef Brockett loaned me. I'd like to give them back to him.
Oh, he's working back in the kitchen.
May I go back?
Sure, go ahead.
Thank you.
I'll see you later.
Okay. Chef Brockett?
Hey.
Hi.
How you doing, Fred?
Oh, good. Thank you for those decorations.
Thanks for bringing them back. I like that.
Elsie Neal, you know, is having a special on these.
Yeah, I'd like to get one of those myself sometime. She makes them, doesn't she?
Yes.
I'm going to take maybe some fabric over and ask her if she can.
She has a big selection, just like you, a big selection of cakes, it looks like.
Yeah. Would you hand me that bride? Mm-hmm. Marianne Wyland makes these.
Oh. She makes beautiful things out of wood.
And the groom?
Put the bride and groom on top of the wedding cake.
I wanted you to see how they look.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put one more rosette there on the
front. Wait a minute. I just want to ask my friend, where do you think this little thing like this should go? Along this front row here. There's one place. Just look the whole way along here. See? Do you think one could go right there? That it? That where you're going to put it?
Yeah. You call these rosettes. That's what I call them. And they're made out of frosting.
You do it with that little bag of yours that goes... Look at all of this. Seven of those.
Baseball special.
What do you mean?
It's a cake.
A cake?
You made in the shape of a baseball bat. And it has icing. Yeah.
I've never seen a cake like that.
And there's the ball. And that's a cake too, yeah.
Well, that's the sweetest baseball I've ever seen.
I'm trying to stay away from sweet cakes myself.
Well, I guess it's not too good for you to eat too many sweet things.
No. You know that blender you gave me?
Yes, do you still use it?
Oh, yeah, and I try lots of different things, and I found a really good one. It's wheat germ, strawberries, bananas, and milk. You want to try some?
I would like to try that. I guess we'll do that over in the soda shop. Yeah. Come along.
Oh, it says good stuff in it. Wow. Strawberries. Don't they look good?
Mm-hmm.
One.
Thank you.
Strawberries, bananas, cut up.
Bananas. That's one of my favorite foods, bananas.
Wheat germ. And some milk. Top on. Now we'll blend it. That looks pretty thick. Do you want it to be thick?
I like it thick.
Okay. Okay. Nice clean glass over here.
That's plenty. Thank you.
Isn't it? Look good.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful color, too. It's like a thick milkshake.
Yeah, it smells good, too, Fred. Mm-hmm. I like to make up things, you know, with different ingredients.
You make up good things. I like to make up songs, you know.
Yeah. How do you do that? I mean...
Oh, just about anything. You can just make up a song even about your blender there. Put strawberries and bananas in your blender and have them shake around.
That's the way you do. You just kind of look at the things around you and think about the things that you know about.
Like the fancy song. You could sing the fancy song about this because this is certainly fancy on the inside.
Oh, yeah, that's probably what you did when you were going to write that song. You were thinking about insides and outsides.
Mm-hmm.
That's neat. I never thought about that.
Very, very good.
Mm.
Congratulations.
I'm glad you liked it.
On another concoction.
Good.
I always liked that word when I was a little...
Concoction.
Concoction. You know what that means? A concoction is something that you mix a lot of things together and make it.
This concoction is good for you, too.
Yeah. Thank you very much for this and for loaning me the...
paper.
Adornos. That's how you say it in Spanish.
Oh.
Adornos.
For decoration?
Mm-hmm. Have a good day.
I'll see you, Fred.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Adios.
Adios, Mr. Rogers.
Happy Adornos to you.
Have a nice day.
That concoction was all right. It's fun to mix up food and see how it tastes once in a while. But sometimes I like to have my bananas separate and my strawberries separate and my milk separate. How about you? Why don't we have some make-believe? Who lives in the castle? And who works in the factory? And how about in the tree? I think we'll just think a lot about Lady Elaine today. Let's make believe that she is making some kind of juice for Corny. Some kind of a plain juice. See, we have the cups right here, the Adornos. Yeah, could be she's working on a cup of plain juice for Corny. You know, she thought that he had said something very nice about her yesterday. So let's just think about the neighborhood of make-believe. Right? Little squeeze there. Very good. Okay. Come on out, Orangey.
Hi, Lady Elaine.
Oh, hi, Toots.
Can I help you there?
Oh, thanks.
How's
How are
that?
You, Handy?
You have it? Oh, okay, fine.
Oh, oh, what a happy sight in the day or night.
Wow, you're making poetry today, Lady Elaine.
Yeah, and squeezing juice at the same time.
Well, what is it, something special?
Ah, you bet it is. The sweetest juice for a man who manufactures.
Oh, I mean, you're making this for Corny?
That's right.
Oh, that's very thoughtful of you. Can I help you put this one in?
Yeah, why don't you?
Would you like to?
Yeah, sure, let's squeeze one more.
See? There you go.
And you just turn this around like that and watch it come out.
Yeah.
Listen. There. Oh,
good.
That ought to fill it up.
I think that's very thoughtful of you to do that for Corny.
You know, he works so hard. I just thought he'd like a healthy drink.
Well, I'm sure he would.
After what I heard that he said about me yesterday.
Oh, what was that?
What did
you say, Lady Elaine?
Oh, nothing. Nothing, just singing.
You sure are in a very happy mood today.
Oh, just making up a little something, you know. Every reason to be happy, Handy. Now, will you help me take this juice over to the factory?
Oh, well, I'd be happy to. Are you going to go the purple way?
Oh, no. I think I'll just walk today. You know, the factory isn't very far from my museum.
No, it certainly isn't.
Corny and I have been neighbors for a long time.
Oh, yeah, I would have to agree with that, sure.
He certainly is a good worker.
Yes, he certainly is.
Come along. Let's go this way.
All right. Can I help you take any of this?
Oh, that'll be fine. We'll just drop them off in the museum on the way, and then we'll go
all
to...
All right.
We'll
Oh, boy. There certainly seems to be a lot going on around here today, doesn't there?
Yeah, I hope he'll come out to see us.
Oh, I think he will. Corny! Cornflake, especially...
He's having a baseball bat sale.
Yes, I noticed that.
Hmm.
Corny?
Oh, hello there, friend. Hello.
Hello, Corny.
Oh, sure is a busy day.
Oh, I bet it is. Corny, Lady Elaine made a special refreshment here for you.
Why, Lady Elaine, how sweet of you.
Sweet, you say?
What is this? Fresh juice?
Yes, I squeezed it myself.
I just love fresh juice.
Love, you say? Well, I really love these baseball bats you make.
Well, have one. It's yours.
It's mine, you say? Oh, maybe this one.
Oh,
it's mine, you say? Mine. Oh, whoopee, an engagement bat.
Well, she's certainly in a happy frame of mind, at Lady Elaine.
She certainly is, Corny.
Yes.
Well, Corny, I wanted to buy a bat for Prince Tuesday. One of your smaller ones?
Oh, well, Mrs. Platypus bought one for little Anna. How about this one? Would you like it?
One of these would be fine.
Yes.
Oh, well, then she and Prince Tuesday could play together with it sometime.
Little Anna, yes.
But are you sure that's what he said it was?
Well, he didn't say the exact word engagement, dear, but I mean, what would a girl expect?
Well, all I know is we bought one for little Anna.
To play with?
Yes, and Mr. Peshley never told me that it was an engagement bat.
Well, now, Elsie Jean, baseball bats can be for different things.
Well, I wonder.
Aren't you going to congratulate me or wish me well or something?
Oh, my dear, I do. I just hope that it's all true and all.
Greetings, friends.
Oh, Chef Rocket, how did you hear about it so soon?
About what, Lady Elaine?
Well, that wedding cake and all.
Well, this wedding cake is for somebody over in Westwood. I was just passing through.
Well, it's just the kind I want. So remember what it looks like.
Well, I will. I mean...
You can imagine how much I have to do. I'll run along now, dears. Toot toot.
I'm confused.
Well, I am too.
Wish I didn't have to hurry off to Westwood so fast.
Well, maybe it'll pass over.
Okay, bye, Mrs. Platypus.
Bye, bye, dear. Oh, my. Oh, dearie my. The times that try. Oh, dearie my.
Platypus.
Hi, Henry.
How are you doing? I just saw Chef Brockett going by with a wedding cake. Who's getting married?
Oh, someone in Westwood.
Oh, I wondered.
Well, but someone in this neighborhood thinks she's engaged.
Who?
Oh, it's Lady Elaine.
Lady Elaine, are you sure?
She thinks that baseball bat that Mr. Peshley gave her is an engagement bat.
Oh, I better go right over and talk to her. I'll see you.
All right. She was just here a few seconds ago. Better go.
Gone shopping. Excitingly yours, Lady Elaine Fairchild. Oh, boy.
Shopping. And she's excited. I wonder if she's shopping for some decorations. That whole thing started yesterday when Lady Elaine heard Lady Aberlin singing, "We love you best, we love you best." Lady Elaine imagines that Corny said more and meant more than he really did. You know, sometimes people wish for things very, very much. Do you ever wish you were all grown up right now? I know children sometimes feel that way. But before you get all grown up, lots of interesting things are going to happen. And you wouldn't want to miss those things, would you? And there are many things children can do that other people don't do so well. You know, we sometimes even sing about them. Who can crawl under a table? Who can sit under a chair? Who can fit their feet in little shoes and sleep most anywhere? Who can play very much longer, play much harder than grown-ups ever dare. You're a child, so you can do it. You can do it anyway. Roll in the grass, squish in the mud, lick an ice cream cone, sing to a bass, splash in a flood, by a stepping stone, all alone. Who can put your hand in my hand and be ready to feel all safe and strong? You're a child, so you can do it. You can do it all life long. Something very special about being a child. You know that I know that. Put away these toys. That's something everybody has to do. Grown-ups and children. Put away the things that they've played with or worked with. That's an important part. I think I'll just take my Adornos with me. Be back tomorrow, fish. Just thinking how that could be used in many different ways. Oh, well, you have lots of ideas. You'll think of things to do. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up, ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day a special day for me. You know how? By just your being you. Decorations or not, I'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.